92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a new head of business efforts in the Badger State. Governor Tony Evers has named John W. Miller the new head of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency. Miller is a former UW regent and major Democratic donor. He's replacing Missy Hughes, who left to run for governor. Senate Republicans previously blocked Miller's UW appointment after he opposed a deal limiting diversity jobs. Evers says Miller's business experience makes him a strong leader to grow Wisconsin's economy. And earlier this week, we reported on that milk sold at Woodman's that may have been contaminated. Now there's a massive recall on shredded cheese that may have metal fragments inside. The FDA is recalling 1.5 million bags of part-skim, low-moisture mozzarella cheese. The manufacturer, Great Lakes Cheese Company in Ohio, had first said there could be pieces of metal in the packages. And now the FDA has elevated this to a Class 2 recall, which is where the product can, quote, cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, end quote. This cheese was sold in 31 states, including Wisconsin, at stores like Target, Walmart, and Aldi. Here's the thing. They make it under a bunch of different names. So if you're checking the fridge, again, it's low moisture mozzarella or Italian blend cheese, and it could have the name brand Great Value, Lucerne, Good and Gather. There's a really long list of these brand names. You'll want to check the FDA's website. If you have any of the recalled cheese, bring it back to the store for a refund. This weekend is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Melissa Kay reports on events in Wisconsin.
Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids is one of only three in the state who continue the tradition. Post Commander Sean Plant.
It is a little bit of history and a little bit of celebration about the remembrance of Pearl Harbor Day.
On December 7th, 1941, Japanese planes destroyed or damaged 19 U.S. warships and 300 aircraft in less than 90 minutes, according to the National World War II Museum. More than 2,400 U.S. servicemen were killed, almost half from the USS Arizona. During last year's ceremony at VFW Post 2534, special guest Mike Gunner Pohl, a U.S. Coast Guard veteran with Fleet Reserve Association, Branch 238.
I am forever grateful to the men and women who now sleep in peace, that were attending MASH, playing catch on the pier, working on planes, whatever they were doing that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, and suddenly thrust into combat.
The number of survivors of those who served in Pearl Harbor during the attack are dwindling, as many are now in their 90s or 100s. In April of this year, one of the oldest known survivors, Vaughn P. Drake Jr., died at the age of 106. While veterans across the nation pause to remember and honor this day, the other two ceremonies on December 7th in Wisconsin include the Civil War Museum in Kenosha, presented by the Navy Club Ship 40, and the Milwaukee County War Memorial, presented by AM Vets in the Veterans Gallery. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
And the Merrimack Ferry is now closed for the season. Wisconsin's only free ferry goes from Sauk to Columbia County over the Wisconsin River. It usually opens back up in April. And earlier this week, we told you most of the local ski hills opened last weekend when we had the huge snowstorm. Add one more to the list. Devil's Head in Merrimack has its grand opening for the season tomorrow. You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree is called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school, and it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines-Radue talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Wisconsin's Capitol Holiday Tree has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Public Holiday Lights Displays. We'll find out who makes that top 10 list on Wednesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light snow possible today. We'll get to around 27 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a little more light snow. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.